Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at UH1.com.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, March 23rd, 2022. I'm Rich Straffolino. At NVIDIA GTC, NVIDIA announced the next generation of the Hopper GPU architecture, optimized for AI. The Hopper H100 will be the first card on the platform, promising to speed up Transformer machine learning model training by 6 to 9 times. NVIDIA also announced the Grace CPU superchip with 144 ARM cores and a terabyte of secondary memory. Both of these chips are meant for data centers. YouTube added almost 4,000 episodes of ad-supported TV shows available to users in the U.S. on web, mobile, and most connected TVs. YouTube already hosts some ad-supported movies. The platform will add up to 100 more movies and TV titles each week to its free streaming collection. Nothing CEO Carl Pei announced the company will release the Phone 1 in the summer. The device will use a Qualcomm chipset and run a version of Android with just the essentials, where every byte has a purpose. No word on specific specs, release date, or price. Twitch launched a new portal at appeals.twitch.tv where users can appeal account suspension and better monitor appeals in progress. Users will still receive email updates on appeal decisions, which will include more detail on the decision process and eventually related video clips. Netflix is adding more games to its streaming service, including the educational game This is a True Story about water scarcity in sub-Saharan Africa, and Shatter Remastered, a mobile version of the brick-breaking game. Netflix also says Into the Dead 2 Unleashed, a sequel to the zombie action game, is coming soon later this month. The Block sources say Apple acquired the open banking startup Credit Kudos for roughly $150 million. Credit Kudos offers an API for lenders to make faster credit decisions based on insights pulled from the UK's open banking framework. Snap acquired NextMind, a French neurotech startup working on brain-computer interface technology. NextMind's existing headband developer kit, designed to let users control aspects of a computer with thought, will be discontinued. The startup will work for Snap's hardware group, Snap Lab. Alphabet announced it's spinning its quantum technology group Sandbox off into an independent company outside of Alphabet, not just into another Other Bets company under its umbrella. Jack Hedary will stay on as CEO of Sandbox AQ, leading Sandbox's current 55 employees. The autonomous vehicle startup Aurora will launch a small test fleet of custom-designed Toyota Siennas on highways and suburban streets in the Dallas-Fort Worth, Texas area. These vehicles use the same software and hardware as Aurora's Class 8 trucks and feature a human supervisor behind the wheel as well as an operator in the passenger seat to monitor things and take notes. In May 2022, Google will remove movies and TV from the Google Play app, moving the ability to buy, rent, and watch movies to the Google TV app. Previously purchased content and wish lists will be available in Google TV. A security researcher who goes by Mr. Docs has showed a proof-of-concept browser-in-a-browser phishing technique. He was able to use HTML and CSS to replicate the pop-up of a third-party sign-in from a reputable company like Google or Microsoft. You can tell it's fake if you try to resize it or move it out of the browser window, but not just by checking a URL. Ars Technica notes the technique has been seen once in the wild in 2020 in an attempt to steal Steam credentials. Microsoft confirmed that a threat actor it refers to as Dev0537, also known as Lapsus, compromised a single account and stole some source code, although it says it was not severe enough to elevate risk to users. Microsoft said the attackers gained elevated access through stolen credentials that enabled data theft, often resulting in extortion. According to the FBI's annual Internet Crime Report, reported losses from cybercrime increased 64% of the year in 2021 to $6.9 billion, with crime complaints up 7% from 2020. The report found phishing, non-payment schemes, and personal data breaches the most commonly reported crimes. Business email compromise scams accounted for a third of all losses. SpaceX informed customers of price increases for its Starlink internet service. Internet service increased 11% to $110 a month, with the cost of a terminal to access the service up 20% to $599. Bloomberg sources say Spotify will rebrand its audio chat room product Green Room to Spotify Live sometime in Q2. Developer Steve Moser found references to this change in Spotify's iPhone app beta. Zoom introduced avatars on its iOS, Mac, and Windows apps, letting users replace their heads with a 3D character that mimics facial expressions. Animal options are available at launch, although Zoom says it will add more options in the future. And finally, Sony confirmed that variable refresh rates will come to the PlayStation 5 in the coming months. Users will be able to apply VRR to PS5 games that don't natively support it on supported TVs and monitors. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show at dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.